come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day.
Hi guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Tara.
And today we have an elementary lesson about ordering a smoothie.
Right, yeah. So it is warmer out.
Yes, it's hot.
And it's hot. So sometimes you want a light breakfast, or maybe you don't have a lot of time to make bacon and eggs.
Which is delicious.
Yes. Yeah. But you want something healthy, but light.
Light, yeah. So and delicious.
And delicious. Yeah. And very healthy.
Yeah.
And a good choice is a smoothie.
Yeah, I love smoothies. Mm-hmm. When I was in university, I didn't have a lot of time to make, you know, breakfast, so I always made smoothies in the morning.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, so let's just touch on the pronunciation, smoothie, not smoothie.
Right.
It's a the sound.
Yeah, it's a voiced, yeah, smoothie.
Right. Yeah. So here we have a customer and an assistant in a store, and they're talking about smoothies and what are good choices for flavors and things like that. So let's take a listen to the dialogue.
Okay.
Dialogue first time.
Hi, what kind of smoothie can I get you today?
I haven't had breakfast, so I'm looking for something filling.
Okay. In that case, I'd recommend PB and chocolate, blueberry acai, or banana.
PB and chocolate sounds tasty. I'll take one of those.
Would you like any protein or boosts, or maybe yogurt?
Yes. I'd like chia seeds and whey protein powder instead of chocolate.
Sorry, we're out of chia seeds. Would hemp seeds work?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, coming right up.
Dialogue, second time.
Hi, what kind of smoothie can I get you today?
I haven't had breakfast, so I'm looking for something filling.
Okay, in that case, I'd recommend PB and chocolate, blueberry acai, or banana.
PB and chocolate sounds tasty. I'll take one of those.
Would you like any protein or boosts, or maybe yogurt?
Yes. I'd like chia seeds and whey protein powder instead of chocolate.
Sorry, we're out of chia seeds. Would hemp seeds work?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, coming right up. So we just heard a dialogue between the assistant and a customer. And first of all, the assistant asks the customer, "What kind of smoothie can I get you today?"
So basically, we talked about this. It's a drink full of good things.
Yeah, like fruit and more fruit, like strawberries.
And vegetables.
Vegetables. Yeah, actually, my favorite is a kale smoothie with it has a vegetable. So it's green.
It's green.
Yeah.
We actually call those green smoothies.
Green smoothies. Yeah. They are so good and healthy.
And healthy.
Yeah. And just a quick note. I think the reason it's called a smoothie is because it's very smooth.
Smooth.
Yeah.
So you don't want a chunky smoothie.
Yeah, yeah. If it has like pieces of fruit, then it's not smooth.
Right. And the verb you use is blend.
Blend, yeah. To blend a smoothie in a blender.
Right.
Yeah, the machine is called a blender.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so the woman, the customer, says, "I haven't had breakfast."
Yeah.
So I'm looking for something filling.
Yeah, this is such a useful word that you can use it every day. So we see right away, fill. Okay, filling. It fills you.
Fills up your stomach.
Yeah, so it means it makes you full.
You are not hungry anymore.
Right. So sometimes if you order, like if I order pasta, like spaghetti or something, often there's too much. I can't finish it because it's too filling.
Right. It's, I am too full is the adjective.
Yeah.
Or I'm full. I can't eat anymore. Or it's filled me up.
Yeah. One example, something that's not filling is popcorn.
No.
I can eat popcorn until I die. I can just keep eating popcorn. It's not filling.
Right. Now, when we talk about smoothies and being filling, juice, like you can go to a smoothie bar and have fresh juice.
Yeah, yeah.
But that isn't filling.
Right.
It's not going to stay in your stomach.
Right, because juice is not thick. It's not. It's too juicy, like too watery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Mm-hmm. What suggestions does the assistant make then?
He's got some really good suggestions. He'd recommend PB and chocolate, blueberry acai, or banana.
Right. Okay. So three different flavors going on here.
Yeah.
So PB and chocolate. What is PB?
It's my favorite thing ever. It's peanut butter.
Right.
Yeah.
So when we're kids, and often I had this for dinner yesterday, but I had a PB&J.
PB&J. Or
sandwich.
I would just say PBJ.
PBJ.
Yeah.
So peanut butter and jam.
Jam, yeah.
With a J.
Yeah. And some people say jelly, peanut butter and jelly, mm-hmm. but jam is more correct, I think. Yeah.
And so here it's peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah. So I don't know if you like peanut butter. Some people don't like it. I love it because it has like a salty taste.
Mm.
It's yummy. And chocolate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've got your sweet and your savory.
Yeah. Sweet and kind of salty almost. And that is delicious.
And then now you said this, you pronounced this perfectly correct.
Thank you.
Acai.
Yeah.
That's a very complicated pronunciation for a very short word.
Yeah, it's A-C-A-I, so it looks like acai.
Yes.
But it's acai.
Right. Yeah. And so when you look at the lesson, you'll actually see that there's accents on there.
Yeah.
The pronunciation is a little tricky, but it's acai.
And aren't these are kind of like blueberries, right?
They are. Yeah. They're from South America.
South American, okay. And they're berries.
And they're berries.
Yeah.
So, we call these a superfood.
Ooh, yeah. Superfood because...
So, they have lots of nutrients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and vitamins, right?
And vitamins, exactly.
So, they're very healthy.
Very healthy.
Yeah. And, or the other one is just banana.
Banana. Very simple.
Uh-huh. Like, but so delicious. So yummy.
Very high in potassium.
Potassium. Wow. Okay.
So, just like Connor... This customer thought the PB and chocolate sounds tasty.
Yeah, you know, the PB part sounds delicious, but chocolate in a breakfast smoothie, I don't know.
There's a healthy, we'll get to that in a second. There's a healthy option.
Okay, good.
But tasty, tasty just means yummy, delicious.
Delicious, yeah. It comes from the word taste.
Right,
so
tastes good.
Tastes good, it's tasty. And this is probably... a really useful word, more than delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I would say tasty. It's tasty.
Right. Mm-hmm. And because it's tasty, the customer says she'll take one of those.
Yeah. She's not stealing it, though.
No.
No.
She's going to pay.
Okay. She's like, I'll have it or I'll
buy one.
I'll get it.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now there's some things that, you know, can go into these smoothies to make them even more tasty or more nutritious.
Yeah. So when you order something, first you order kind of the basic flavor and then you can add extra things that go into the smoothie.
Right. Yeah. So the assistant says, would you like any protein or boosts or maybe yogurt?
Yeah. So there's three things there. Protein, you got to know this one. Protein is so important these days.
And especially if you don't like to eat bread, you need to eat protein. So now, usually when we think of protein, we think of meat.
Right. Like chicken has lots of protein. Beef has lots of protein.
You don't want to put meat in your smoothie. That would be gross.
You could try, but you would get sick, really sick.
Not tasty.
Yeah, and the protein is the stuff that builds your muscle.
Right, and makes you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also get boosts.
Oh, yeah, boosts, yeah.
So a boost is an extra or an add-on.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just means even more of something.
Yeah, and you can get something, it's called like an energy boost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, if I'm feeling kind of sleepy after lunch, I need a boost or an extra energy. Sometimes people drink coffee.
Right, so I was going to say, mm-hmm. before we record these lessons, I need an extra boost.
Mm-hmm.
So I get an extra shot of espresso
mm-hmm.
in my coffee.
Yeah, so it's like extra help, extra,
so I'm all energized. Yay.
Yeah. So these boosts are often just something that will give you more energy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The last thing here is yogurt.
Yeah, so the pronunciation for this one is yogurt.
Yogurt, so mm-hmm. not yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
It is the yo sound and the gurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the spelling Y-O-G-U-R-T.
Right, in Canada, we actually spell it with an H.
Ah, yes.
But don't worry about that. You can mix and match.
Yeah.
I will often spell it without the H just because...
Yeah,
in Canada,
easier.
We can do whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, the important thing is the pronunciation mm-hmm. is yogurt.
Mm-hmm. And there's some,
this is basically just comes from milk.
Yeah, it comes from milk. It's that creamy, smooth, delicious. Yeah, yogurt.
Yogurt. Love it.
Yeah, love it. So there's some other things that the customer wants too. The customer also wants some chia seeds.
Right. Chia seeds. Now, chia seeds, a seed is mm-hmm. a small grain.
Yeah.
And chia seeds are really good for protein. Again, mm-hmm. another superfood.
Yeah, yeah, they're super healthy.
And they will fill you up really well,
mm-hmm.
But it's all protein.
Yeah,
And there's no real flavor to them. They mm-hmm. take the flavor of whatever you mix it with.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it more thick.
Makes it thicker, yeah.
And more filling.
Yeah, and are these, I think these are from South America,
yes.
maybe? Okay, yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And also the customer wants whey protein powder.
Right, so we talked about protein and we talked about chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to put chocolate in your breakfast.
Yeah.
So you can actually get protein powder.
Yeah.
So it's protein that's dried and ground into mm-hmm. a powder.
Yeah, powder is like sugar or salt. It's very, very small.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you can get chocolate flavored.
Yeah, ooh.
Now, this protein is whey.
Okay, yeah. So I don't know a lot about whey. I know whey is a kind of protein, but I'm not sure much about it.
So it's dairy based.
Okay, it's made with dairy. So like milk.
Milk.
Like from cows.
So if you're lactose intolerant, you can't have this. You
right.
need to find a different protein powder. And there's rice protein powders,
mm-hmm.
all, you know, vegan ones made from vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Whey is just easier.
Okay, yeah. So it's just whey means it's made from milk. But if you're allergic to milk, you need to find a different one. Is that
right?
Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay.
So now whey, the spelling here is mm-hmm. important. It's
yeah.
not W-A-Y.
Yeah.
It's W-H-E-Y.
Yeah.
Now, if you ever eat yogurt.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you know how your yogurt kind of becomes a little watery after a few days?
Yeah, there's a little bit of water in the yogurt.
That's whey.
That's whey. Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
So you might have heard the nursery rhyme, Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet eating her curds and whey.
Oh, that's whey.
So the curds are the solids
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and the whey is the liquid.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yes.
Some sciencey stuff there.
That's my nickname, Miss Muffet. So that's how I know.
Okay. So the customer wants that instead of chocolate.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, they are out of chia seeds.
Yeah. So this is a super useful
mm-hmm.
Expression here, out of, to be out of something or to run out of something.
Right. Mm-hmm. You don't have anymore.
Yeah, we used it all. So like this morning, I was going to cook breakfast. I was going to cook some eggs and toast, but I was out of eggs. I already ate them all.
Right. Yeah. And for me, I don't cook breakfast mm-hmm. in the morning because I'm in a rush.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm usually out of time.
Ooh, yeah. You
run
out of time. You have no more time.
No more time.
Yeah.
You can run out of or be out of money.
Mm-hmm.
which is a sad thing.
Oh, yeah.
until payday. Mm-hmm. But yeah, any time where you had some, but you don't have any more because it's all gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Good. So then he asks, would hemp seeds work?
Right. So we had chia seeds.
Yeah.
Hemp seeds. Hemp is a very popular plant these days.
Very popular.
We won't get into the big discussion, but hemp is, it's again, it's a plant.
Yeah.
And it's just the seeds are very healthy. The leaves you want to kind of stay away from.
It's actually a very useful plant. Mm-hmm. It's very, very strong, actually. Yes. So it's a very famous plant, but you can also eat it. It's quite healthy.
Yes.
So the assistant asks, would these seeds, these hemp seeds, work? So they're not working, though, are they?
No, they basically, she means, is this okay?
Is this okay?
Instead of the chia seeds, or he says.
Yeah, will hemp seeds be okay for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the customer says, you bet.
No problem. And then finally, he says, coming right up.
So this is a great expression.
Mm-hmm.
When you need to do something for someone and you say, I'm going to do it right away.
Yeah.
So if your boss says, hey, can you type this up for me? Or can you write this report?
Mm-hmm.
You can say, coming right up.
Yeah, I'll do it right away. The right here, coming right, it's kind of right away.
Yes.
Yeah, right now.
Yes.
Yeah,
so it's a really great expression saying, I will do it right now.
Mm-hmm. And if you're at a restaurant and you're waiting for your food and you ask the server, where's my food? And the server might say, oh, it's coming right up. It's coming soon.
15 minutes later.
15 minutes later. Yeah, right.
Hey, that's another story.
Okay, so why don't we listen to that dialogue one more time?
Perfect.
Dialogue first time.
Hi, what kind of smoothie can I get you today?
I haven't had breakfast, so I'm looking for something filling.
Okay, in that case, I'd recommend PB and chocolate, blueberry acai, or banana.
PB and chocolate sounds tasty. I'll take one of those.
Would you like any protein or boosts, or maybe yogurt?
Yes. I'd like chia seeds and whey protein powder instead of chocolate.
Sorry, we're out of chia seeds. Would hemp seeds work?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, coming right up.
Dialogue, second time.
Hi, what kind of smoothie can I get you today?
I haven't had breakfast, so I'm looking for something filling.
Okay. In that case, I'd recommend PB and chocolate, blueberry acai, or banana.
PB and chocolate sounds tasty. I'll take one of those.
Would you like any protein or boosts, or maybe yogurt?
Yes. I'd like chia seeds and whey protein powder instead of chocolate.
Sorry, we're out of chia seeds. Would hemp seeds work?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, coming right up. Okay, so we just heard that dialogue again. There were a lot of kind of difficult and vocabulary here, but really important when you order a smoothie, when you buy a smoothie, like protein and chia seeds and, you know, asking if they're out of something.
Mm-hmm. And so in the comments, let us know, are you a smoothie person?
Yeah.
Or do you like more of a solid meal?
like toast and eggs. Yeah.
And now if you do have smoothies, do you just have them in the morning or do you have them maybe for lunch
or have it anytime.
A light dinner? Anytime is great.
Yeah.
So let us know in the comments and we look forward to seeing what you have to say.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see you next time.
Take care.